CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, this is Eric, a.k.a. Ron Hauser from Gypsy Hawk here, and you're listening to Talking Metal.
Listening to the Talking Metal Podcast with your host, Mark Striegel.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. This is going to be a, briefer episode than the last couple ones that Victor and I have done. And if you're an astronomy fan and wanting your astronomy, he will probably be back on the next episode. He was on vacation for a while, and, you know, busy guy. He's been doing some stuff behind the scenes for Talking Metal, though, I will say. So he is maybe out of sight, but not out of mind. He is not out of his mind, which is a rarity for astronomy. Eric Kluber is back on the podcast today. This was his old band. Back in the day, they're actually doing a reunion. He's going to tell me all about the Overloaded reunion in an interview coming up in just a few minutes here on Talking Metal. And we touch base and we discuss his main band, Gypsy Hawk, too. So anyways, a little flashback Friday here on Talking Metal. It is a Friday when I'm recording this, actually. So flashback Friday or Monday or Tuesday, depending on when you're listening to the episode. A little Overloaded. That was Feeling Overloaded by the band Overloaded, featuring Eric Kluber on guitar. We have an interview coming up with Eric, a.k.a. Ron, from Gypsy Hawk in just a bit. So stay tuned for that, guys. I wanted to send a big special thanks out to Jeff from Ashburn, Virginia. Jeff Boyles, thanks so much for the great donation. Great donation. Wow. Thank you, Jeff. And also, thanks for the request. Jeff has actually requested a Captain T song called Covert Intelligence. For a long time, I used to kind of do the, back in the 90s when I had the bands. And, you know, I actually played in bands up until 2007 on a regular basis, you know, where we rehearsed every week and played gigs all the time. Since then, I've only done, since 2007, a handful of acoustic shows with my wife and also a handful of shows with Dan Lorenzo and, of course, the Talking Metal Jams I've done, which are always fun. You can check them out on YouTube.com/TalkingMetal. But anyways, my stage name, which I always used to try to keep real separate from my real name, you know, Mark Striegel was a TV producer, writer, worker guy, and Captain T was the crazed maniac rock and roller who was out there playing in numerous bands. I had the Captain T band. I had plain old Captain T. I would play shows with John under the billing Captain T in Astronomy. I used to play John and I in the early 90s had a band called Roy's Baby. Hollywood Superstars in more recent times, back, I guess, you know, 2000, probably 2003 through 2007, I played in a band called Ronin, which I'm real proud of all the stuff I did back then. And anyways, Jeff, who sent in this great donation, actually requested to hear one of my songs, one of Captain T's songs. This is off the U.S. Aliens album, which is currently out of print, unfortunately. I only have like four copies left to my name. We pressed 2,000 of these back in 1997. My friend Derek Sivers, who went on to become a big entrepreneur with his company Host Baby and CD Baby, he produced it. He played on some of it. I don't know if he played on this song, actually. I don't think he did. But he did play on a couple of the songs, at least two, three, maybe four of the songs on the U.S. Aliens EP. Google Derek. He's a great guy, man. Derek Sivers, founder of CD Baby, Host Baby, and now he does a lot of speaking engagements at this TED conference. So, yeah, check him out. He produced this again. There's a guy named Chris Heaton on drums. Matt Pichel plays bass on this particular track. Terry Kayamori, a.k.a. Ranger X, my friend since eighth grade from Hinsdale, Illinois. Clareton Hills, actually. He plays lead on this. I think I handle most of the rhythm, although I don't remember exactly. But he does that beautiful nylon string guitar you'll hear in the middle, and then that ripping solo that follows it. John does not play on this song, John Astronomy. And he did not write it. He wrote a couple of the songs on U.S. Aliens with me, John Astronomy did, although he did not play on that record. But anyways, here is Covert Intelligence, as requested by Jeff from Virginia, on the Talking Metal Podcast.
Fred was dead, and you needed a way to show the folks back home just what you're made of, and all the tales you tell, and they're sour, not sweet. Now don't you worry, your mom, she still loves you. Talking so loud, a woman's who you are, and worms never fly. So dig your hole and stay there and die. Screwed by your greed, I'll sell you out. Oh!
food at my back. You're cool and bad, and it's you who got the sack.
That was Covert Intelligence by Captain T on Talking Metal. I don't even know if you can buy that anymore, guys, unfortunately. I need to get that up on iTunes and Spotify. There were some legal issues with that album being that it had a cover of We Are the World on it. So, I don't know. I got to figure out how to get that up there. But there it is for now. And I still have my site up, my Captain T site, if you're at all interested in what I did and maybe will someday do again with recording my own music. It's CaptainT.com. This is Soldier of Fortune by Loudness from 1989.
Rebel young, juxtaposed.
Just heard was a sound sample of Loudness from 1989. If you want to buy the full track, go to talkingmetal.com. Use those links to open your iTunes. That'll take you right to the page where you can download that Loudness song, and we actually get a little cut back on any purchase or purchases that you do once you've opened your iTunes using the Talking Metal link. Again, supporting the show is crucial. It's key. There's a PayPal donation. You can send us a PayPal donation. Any donation of $100 or more gets you a Talking Metal t-shirt. For the time being, at least. And what else? Also, somewhere someone is about to make an Amazon purchase. Go to TalkingMetal.com first. Use the Amazon link to open your Amazon page. Do your search for your whatever product you are about to buy. And buy it. Just one extra step for you. No extra money, no extra BS. Just one extra step. You go to TalkingMetal.com. And right in today's show notes, you'll see, use this link to open your Amazon and make a purchase. And again, we get a little kickback on that. You guys have been kicking ass with the Amazon links. So thank you very much for that. Let's keep the music going right now. This is Trip of the Brain by Suicidal. Okay, and right now, let's get into a little Gypsy Hawk, a little sound sample of some Gypsy Hawk music, and then we'll get right into my interview with Eric, a.k.a. Ron, from Gypsy Hawk. And we're going to have show notes up linking to these guys. You can check them out, of course, on Facebook at facebook.com/GypsyHawkUSA. Go give them a like. Go support these guys. Eric has been supporting what we do on Talking Metal for a long frickin' time. Since the probably the first year of the podcast, at least. I don't know how long Eric's been on our team, on the Talking Metal team, but man, what a great guy, what a great guitar player. Eric, I was checking out some of your videos on YouTube. Eric does great instructional videos on YouTube. I'll try to remember to link those also through our show notes on talkingmetal.com, a link to Eric's instructional YouTube page for guitar players. It's great stuff. Eric's a great player. And let's check it out. Little Gypsy Hawk, followed by an interview with Eric.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel, and we got Eric on the line from Gypsy Hawk. Eric, how are you?
Awesome, Mark.
Good to talk to you again, man. You're a reoccurring Talking Metal guest, and it's always good to catch up with you on the phone and in person sometimes. So we got you on the phone this time. Let's talk about what's going on with your current situation with Gypsy Hawk. You guys had a record out last year, 2012, and you did some playing, and you're going to be doing some more playing. Are you currently out on the road, actually?
No, we'll be leaving this Wednesday, June 5th, and it's going to start off in Phoenix. We're going to be working ourselves out to North Carolina, and we're going to go on tour with Valiant Thor and Ramming Speed, and that's going to be taking place from June 12th to July 6th.
Excellent.
And it's going to be primarily the East Coast and a bit of the middle of the country, which is good for us because our last tour kind of centered around South by Southwest, and this is back it was around March, and hence the March Out of Winter title for that tour. And that was primarily to get to South by Southwest, and then we went up to the middle of the country and back down the West Coast. So it's going to be great to get back out to New York.
Cool, yeah, I know you guys are playing a date in Brooklyn and also a date in Manhattan this time, which last time you didn't play Manhattan. So it's a Monday and Tuesday in New York. I think I'm away that Monday, but I might possibly be able to make it to the Tuesday show. I hope I can make that. So you guys play like in the middle of these two bands that you're touring with?
Yeah, we're playing right before Valiant Thor. So we're direct support for them. And Ramming Speed is before us. And I believe on this tour, there's also going to be a lot of local support. So the doors will probably be pretty early. And I don't know how many bands, maybe two, maybe three. I guess it's up to the individual promoters. But we're direct support for Valiant Thor this tour.
That's excellent. Now, for the Talking Metal listener who might be a newer listener and isn't familiar with your history with Gypsy Hawk, let's talk about that. You joined the band, 2 years ago at this point?
Yeah, just over 2 years ago. And we went out and we did a tour about maybe a month after I joined the band, and it was a nationwide tour, a DIY tour. And then we came back, we played a party at a rehearsal studio in Silver Lake with some of our friends, like Holy Grail, and Metal Blade Records came out to that show. Gypsy Hawk had been around for about 2 years before I joined the band and replaced the previous guitar player, Scotty, and had already had an album out, Patience and Perseverance, which had been generating a buzz, and that was released on Creator Destructor Records. So Metal Blade, we were hot off the tour, and I guess they liked what they saw, and we delivered the goods live, and they offered us a record deal. So we ended up recording an album. We actually recorded it almost a year later because we had already lined up a couple more DIY tours, and we had to find the time to write. Because I just joined the band, and at the time, I think there was one tune written, and maybe a skeleton of another song. So we ended up recording it in February. It wasn't released until August of 2012, and it's been doing pretty well. We went out on the road with the Sword shortly after that. We did both legs of their tour, and that was also on the bill with American Sharks, and also a band called Eagle Claw. They were on the first leg of the tour. And that was an amazing experience. And it kind of brings us to where we are now. It's already 2013, time flies. We did a DIY tour, like I was talking about, called March Out of Winter, that was based around South by Southwest. And in the interim, we've been writing. But I had an accident actually right on December 21st, the whole Mayan apocalypse. And I ended up actually having a serious accident and severing a nerve and two tendons in my hands, my right hand, my picking hand.
Oh, no.
It sucked really hard, man.
So did you have to have, surgery for that?
Yeah, I had to have surgery and physical therapy. All I can say is don't punch windows.
Right, okay.
It's a lesson that's best not learned the hard way.
Right.
But anywho, yeah.
And how has it affected your guitar playing? Are you having to relearn or just kind of redevelop muscles?
No, it was scary. I had to go through 2 months in a cast, and you know, they take the cast off and I get excited. They're like, so how's it doing? They're like, yep, well, it looks like you need a cast for another 3 weeks or something. And, yeah, no broken bones. These are just, it was cut, deep cut. And I had to have physical therapy. And then, like, it was, we had this tour book that we had booked in, actually it started right when we got off the sort where we started booking it, you know, even over the winter holidays. And so it was down to the deadline, you know, but I did all my physical therapy and I can play, you know what I mean? I didn't have to have any, I didn't have to relearn anything, you know, just had to pick up the guitar and start playing, you know?
And so the cut, it severed a nerve, you said?
Yeah, it's called a branch radial nerve, and it was a small, that was a small cut. It almost looked like a paper cut. It's in the middle of your forearm, and it's on the side, and yeah, I've got a nice Harry Potter scar there from, that was the big surgery, actually, and that was, like, insane pain. Like, if anything touched it, it would just be, it felt like you got shot with a gun, you know?
Right.
So that was a branch radial nerve, and then some tendons in the thumb, right in the first knuckle of the thumb right there. If you make a fist, you can see where it would go through. And that was a tendon, and I guess it was another tendon right underneath the branch radial nerve. So I was fucked up, man. That was not cool. That sucked.
Let's go back to the record that you did with Gypsy Hawk. Now, Gypsy Hawk has had two records you mentioned, but let's focus on the record that you did with them, their second record, right?
Revelry and Resilience. That's the first album with Metal Blade Records, and that's the one that I was a part of.
I the album is on iTunes, by the way, guys. You can go download it there. We will have links up in today's show notes. It is not on Spotify. Now, why
no,
is that?
Not.
Is Spotify that's bad metal, for musicians?
I don't think so. I know it pays real shitty, but it's Metal Blade's decision. They're kind of just doing their own research and evaluating whether or not it's a good business decision, you know?
Right.
And that's why it's not. You know, it's their own. It's up to them to do that, you know. That are just. I'm trying to answer this without sounding stupid, but personally, on that issue, I would like to be on Spotify because a lot of my friends use it. I use it myself, you know. I think it's a good way to sample. I think it's a real mainstream way of sampling music right now, and you can get like the whole album right there and check it out. You know, I bought a few albums through listening to it. I bought Witchcraft's new album, for example. And yeah, that may change in the future. I know that there are some other Metal Blade releases on that, and they're just trying to figure out whether or not it makes sense on a business level.
Oh, that's interesting. So they've put some of the Metal Blade artists up there, but most of them are not up there.
I think so. And, you know, I mean, I'm not in charge or have ever attended one of their meetings. So that's just based on their own personal research and their own strategies of how to exist in this economy as it is, you know?
Totally. And what is the best way to support you guys? Is it to come see you play live?
No, they're both. It's, you know what, honestly, record sales mean a lot. You know, the black and white figures mean a lot to prove to other industry people that this band is legitimate and that there's a demand for it. And it's both, really. I mean, if you're a fan of the band, wouldn't you want to come see them live?
Definitely.
So, I mean, there's it's not like one is more supportive than the other. And if you wanted to just get to statistics, I would honestly say, yeah, buy the record. I think that would do tons for us. But
cool. And that's something everybody can do. You can go, you know, physically buy the CD, or you can go to iTunes and download the whole album or selected tracks, whatever you guys want to do. So you've heard it from the voice of a musician who's out there making his living doing this, guys. We need to support what they're doing. So definitely use those show notes. The Talking Metal show notes will open up your iTunes and take you right to Gypsy Hawk. And Eric, I always have to touch on your history when you come on Talking Metal. We first heard about you with the great band Overloaded. Looking back on those days, any fond memories? You guys did what, two CDs, was it?
Yeah, we did two full-length CDs.
Which was your favorite out of the two?
I always liked Regeneration, but it's not the fan favorite. Most people seem to like the first album, Hail the Kingdom. I mean, I thought Regeneration was a little bit more creative and a little bit more bluesy. But in the first album, Hail the Kingdom, people seem to like its unabashed 80s influence.
Right.
And so there you go. We're actually getting together for a reunion show August 23rd. Yeah, August 23rd. Every once in a while we do that when we have some time, you know, and Gypsy Hawk won't be touring then. And I just kind of scoot out to old Detroit and hit up the Token Lounge, the home away from home back on the west side.
Excellent. You've been in Los Angeles now full time for a number of years, right?
Yeah, I've been here for like going on 5 years. It is four. I mean, you start to lose track.
Right, but you're originally from the Detroit area.
Correct. Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if he's your friend, but I think you know him. He's a friend of ours for sure, Sean Baker.
Yeah, back from Detroit.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player. He's done a lot of the theme music that we use on Talking Metal are actually his tracks. He's kind of given us his blessing to use his music any which way we want. So, good guy.
Outstanding, man. Actually, might run into him. We used to do shows together. We definitely shared the stage a few times back in the days when I was in Overloaded. So,
and you went from Overloaded, you were in White Wizard for, what, about a year? Or was it more
about
or less?
About a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 1 year, and was a part of the Over the Top record with them, you know, and did a tour. We went on tour with Corpiclani and Tear.
Yeah.
And Swashbuckle.
Right. We saw you in New York when you were with Swashbuckle. That's right. I don't know what's going on with those guys.
I'm not quite sure either. I know they have some side projects as well. Every once in a while I read an update on Facebook. But I ran into, actually Gypsy Hawk was on tour, and we happened to be in San Francisco or in the area, and we had played a show the day before and didn't have a show after. This is one of our DIY tours maybe 6 months ago, around that time. And Corpiclani and Tear were touring together, and we hung out. I think they played the DNA Lounge or something like that. So that was like a real cool reunion. I've seen actually Corpiclani a couple times since then. You know, they come back to play someplace in Hollywood.
Cool.
But, yeah, you know, did that gig. And then I was also in a band called Scattered Hamlet for a short time out here in Hollywood, and they're still around kicking it. Doing some touring. They're about to go on tour themselves. We share a rehearsal space with those guys.
Cool. Yeah, you did a tour with them, right?
Yeah, I did two tours with them. And a couple, like, I was kind of like their filling guitar player for a while. There were some lineup changes. And I played bass with them for one tour.
Oh, wow.
We did Rocklahoma. We played the Jägermeister stage at, like, 3 a.m.
Oh, nice.
We played it, like, every night, but it was packed. And
excellent.
People were, like, just still ready to party, man. In fact, I just don't think they sleep there, to be quite honest. And, yeah, that was a good time. And the next tour, the guitar player decided to join another band, and they needed a guitar player, and I was available. It was kind of like in between when Gypsy Hawk had those 6 months off between recording and when the album was going to be released, and then we're going to start touring again. That's what I helped out Scattered Hamlet and did some touring with them. It was a lot of fun, man.
Cool. Excellent, man. Well, we really appreciate you catching up with us here on Talking Metal. What's a good track off the last Gypsy Hawk record to play for the Talking Metal listeners?
It's a different track, but we just shot a video for it. So go ahead and promote it. And the video should be coming out in a week or two. It's called Silver Queen. And let's go with that one.
Cool. This is Silver Queen by Gypsy Hawk. We're going to play a portion of the song here on Talking Metal. Use the link in today's show notes to open your iTunes, and that'll take you right to the full song, which you can pay for and download and support Gypsy Hawk.
There is room with thought of opinion, female form and rarely seen, wielding powers to enchant, binding loving into a trance, into the meadow near the hills and streams, lies the lair of the Silver Queen, sheer beauty of crown of souls, and she radiates a love that permeates the nose, ethereal, sovereign, born of angels, bereft of sin, to gaze upon her will be your end. Charmed and spellbound. Oh, oh, Silver Queen, speak to me. Introduce only room, abandon all hope and quest, only phantasms drive these lands, should you chance to land and glance, you'll fall subject to her demands, cursed for the rest of days, forever searching for a wanting embrace, though you seek her, you'll not find her, and be tortured, till the poison of obsession brings your soul to its knees.
Alright, man, a little Gypsy Hawk. We're going to have that song linked through today's show notes. It is on iTunes, not on Spotify, as we mentioned in the interview. And yeah, I got to get over to Eric's YouTube instructional page to start practicing guitar again. Eric was telling us about his injury. I've had a slipped disc that has pinched a nerve that's like caused my left arm to be all weak and numb and stuff for the past like 2.5 months. So I'm hoping that I'm soon well enough to start playing guitar again, at which point I'm going to start shredding and practicing and hopefully using some of Eric's instructional videos to get back in shape guitar-wise. I'd love to start doing some playing again. Victor Ruiz from Mars Attacks does a live show, guys, on the live stream every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is available. You go to talkingmetal.com, and it's available through our Live 365 player on the site. You can also check out the player on markstriegelmedia.com and also marsattacksradio.com. If you don't subscribe to Mars Attacks on iTunes, do so. Leave Victor a nice review on iTunes and subscribe to the Mars Attacks podcast. If you don't subscribe to Talking Metal, which most likely you do if you're listening to this, but go to Talking Metal on iTunes and hit the subscribe button and leave us a review. I've been told any review, I'll take any review, bad, good, whatever, because I've heard that the more reviews you get going, whether they're good or bad, that they actually help you, help your profile on iTunes. So whatever. I prefer good reviews, but whatever. I'll take it. Bad review, whatever. Cool. Guys, thanks so much for supporting what we do. Again, I hope to be back in the next episode with John. And check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/mstriegel. There's a Talking Metal page on Facebook, too. I don't know what the address is for that. And what else? Oh, Twitter. The Twitter handle is Talking Metal. All right? All right, guys, take care. We're going to leave you with a little music by Eric, our featured guest today. This is a rarity. It's a little instrumental track he put together. We're listening to it right now underneath me. Sounds great. Thanks, Eric, for being a part of the Talking Metal team. Support Gypsy Hawk on tour and on iTunes. Go to TalkingMetal.com. Use the show notes to open up your iTunes. It'll take you right to Gypsy Hawk, where you can buy this good shit that the band is putting out.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.